Hello and welcome to episode 72 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we will look at one of the most divisive and potentially destructive issues of the entire American Revolution. The issue of slavery. Today's topic is about an emotionally charged topic, slavery. Now my goal with this podcast is to present facts. Understand that I'm presenting today the points of views of our founding fathers, not my own. That said, here we go. It's easy to point out a paradox in the independence movement. With a wry laugh, commentators love to point out that July 4th guaranteed independence for the white, wealthy, landowning class, while women, slaves, Native Americans, and the poor were ignored. There is truth to this statement, and the fact is, the Declaration did not bring freedom to everyone. Because of this, it's easy to vilify the Founding Fathers for not following through on their ideals, and this is no more obvious than in the issue of slavery. As one abolitionist put it, the Founding Fathers were hypocrites because they were signing resolutions of independency with one hand, and with the other brandishing a whip over their affrighted slaves. Thomas Jefferson appeared to want to address the issue right then and there. The draft of the Declaration of Independence he presented to Congress included the following clause, and this is from the draft itself, here's the wording. He has waged cruel war against human nature itself, violating its most sacred rights of life and liberty in the persons of a distant people who never offended him, captivating and carrying them into slavery in another hemisphere, or to incur miserable death in their transportation thither. Now this clause, an obvious endorsement in the winding down and cessation of the practice of slavery, didn't make the cut. Some people call the deletion of this clause a missed opportunity to deal with the slavery issue. The timing was perfect, they say. Jefferson had written an indictment of slavery in the Declaration. Across parts of the colonies, slavery had become less and less common. And to top it off, these men were, after all, fighting a war for freedom. Was this the moment? Was this a once-in-a-generation chance to change history and end slavery? Well, the answer is no. Look at the state of the world at the time. In the history of the world, as far as we can tell, there really wasn't a precedent for the kind of country that these modern-day idealists said we should have created. During the 1700s, no matter where you looked, you just won't find it. In Europe, women were as subjugated as ever, and slavery was still commonplace, well into the 1800s. In Africa, slavery had been going on since long before the Europeans showed up. And in Asia, China had created a society of classes that was so ethnocentric that anyone who wasn't of Chinese birth was barely considered worth talking to. And don't get me started on India's caste system. Now, one thing to note is we've come a long way since then. That was a couple hundred years ago, and the states of minds in the world have changed since then. We've come a long way. But at the time, in Philadelphia, a collection of colonial leaders had gathered to declare their independence from Great Britain. That was their purpose. Declaring independence. There was too much disagreement over slavery. I can guarantee you that had the slavery clause been kept in the Declaration, it would not have passed Congress. It just wouldn't have. The southern states wouldn't have let it go. And the whole independence movement could have been dead in the water. But despite all this, despite the fact that the United States as a nation, not to mention global society, needed to learn to crawl before it could walk, modern thinkers have no problem pointing fingers at the Founding Fathers as hypocrites. It's incredibly easy to say that this was a missed opportunity to deal with slavery. But in truth, it wasn't a missed opportunity. The opportunity never existed. Thanks for tuning in to episode 72 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest the topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we set our sights on another of those legendary figures from the Revolution. This time, a villain, Benedict Arnold.